All right, this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without pranking someone by sending them thousands of dollars worth of pizza, you're doing okay.
So they're not actually paid for. They're just ordered for you, and then you end up having to pay for them?
Well, yes. So this guy in Canada named Justin, apparently someone keeps pranking him by sending him pizza, like thousands of dollars worth.
If they're getting paid for and you just get free pizza, that's a feel good. But they're not paid for?
No, they keep coming to his house and even to his work. Now they're not being charged to his card.
Okay, that's good. He's not paying for them.
But the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and sends the pizzas back.
And then they don't get a tip.
Yeah. Oh, here's Justin kind of talking about it.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin or Mickey cancel the orders.
Yeah. So he's
Wow. Now he's like, put me on a blackball list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Create a blackball list for me.
Hey, your pizza's fine and all, but if anybody with my name orders a pizza from now on, and I guess they're using, technology that it looks like it's his caller ID calling the pizza store.
Really?
Yes.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
Aww.
That was my first thought. I was like, listen, does he have an ex-girlfriend that's angry over the break? Oh, he hasn't even had a date yet.
Justin goes,
I never dated anyone.
Justin!
So this is even more of a setting the bar.
Oh, dang.
Justin's never dated anyone to even get angry at him to do some sort of pizza revenge on him.
It's not pizza revenge. Well, then who's mad at Justin? Or was Justin just picked by random?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been. Who knows?
Pizza, what a mystery.
Pizza's a great food. It would be nice to be gifted pizzas after pizza, but I could understand.
But maybe not that much.
Especially when it continues to happen and it's not you ordering it, then you're just like, I'm done. I'm done.
How long has this been going on?
Well, enough to have ordered thousands of dollars worth of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza.
Yep. All right, so there you go. A little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without pranking someone today by sending them thousands of dollars worth of pizza, you're doing okay.
Oh, let's hope Justin gets a day.
Well, yeah, think of all the pizza that's being wasted.
Yes.
Pizza's getting wasted, and Justin needs a date.
He does.
All right.
Oh, wouldn't it be great on the first date to go get some pizza?
Well, they're not going to go to Pizza 73, that's for sure.